Numbers chapter 26. And it came to pass after the plague that Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, saying, Take the sum of all of the congregation of the children of Israel, from 20 years old and upward, throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Take the sum of the people from 20 years old and upward, as Yahweh commanded Moses and the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Hanok, of whom comes the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites. And they that were numbered of them were 43,730. And the sons of Palu, Eliab. And the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. This is that Dathan and Abiram, which were famous in the congregation, who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they strove against Yahweh. And the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed them up altogether with Korah, when that company died. What time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign, notwithstanding. The children of Korah did not die. The sons of Simeon, after their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Yamin, the family of the Yaminites, of Yachin, the family of the Yachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The children of God, after their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggi, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Erod, the family of the Erodites, of Areli, the family of the Arelites. These are the families of the children of God, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Yehuda, Er and Onan. And Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Yehuda after their families were of Shelah, the family of the Shelahites, of Pharez, the family of the Pharzites, of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites. And the sons of Pharez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Yehuda, according to those that were numbered in of them, 66,500. The sons of Issachar, after their families, Tola, the family of the Tolanites, of Pua, the family of the Punites, of Yashub, the family of the Yashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, after their families, of Sered, the family of the Sardites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Yalil, the family of the Yalilites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,500. The sons of Joseph, after their families, Manasseh and Ephraim. Of the sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites. And Machir begat Gilead. Of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead. Of Yezer, the family of the Yezerites. Of Helek, the family of the Helekites. And of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites. And of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. Of Shemida, the family of the Shemidiites. Of Hefer, the family of the Heferites. And Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons, but daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mala, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, and those that were numbered of them, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, after their families, of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelites, of Becher, the family of the Bachrites, of Tehan, the family of the Tahanites. And these are the sons of Shuthelah of Iran, the family of the Iranites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, after their families. The sons of Benjamin, after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites, of Shufam, the family of the Shufamites, of Hufam, the family of the Hufamites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the family of the Ardites, and of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin, after their families, and they that were numbered of them, 45,600. These, the sons of Dan, after their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These, the families of Dan, after their families, all the families of the Shechemites, according to those that were numbered of them, 84,400. The children of Asher, after their families, of Yimnah, the family of the Yimnites, of Yasui, the family of the Yasuites, of Beriah, the family of the Berites, of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malkiel, the family of the Malkielites, and the name of the daughter of Asher, Sarah. These, the families of the sons of Asher, according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. Of the sons of Naphtali, after their families, of Yaseel, the family of the Yaseelites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shelem, the family of the Shelemites. These, the families of Naphtali, according to their families, and they that were numbered of them, 45,400. These, the numbered of the children of Israel, 600,000 and 1,730. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To many you shall give the more inheritance, and to few you shall give the less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of them. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot. According to the names of the tribes of their fathers, they shall inherit. According to the lot shall the possession of it be divided between many and few. And these are they that were numbered of the Levites after their families. Of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites. Of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites. Of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These, the families of the Levites. The family of the Libanites. The family of the Hebronites. The family of the Mahalites. The family of the Mushites. The family of the Korathites. And Kohath begat Amram. And the name of Amram's wife, Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bore to Levi in Egypt, and she bore to Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam their sister. And to Aaron was born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before Yahweh. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all males, from a month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These are they that were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab, by Jordan, near Jericho. But among these there was not a man of them whose Moses and Aaron the priest numbered, when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For Yahweh had said of them, They shall surely die in the wilderness. And there was not left a man of them, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. End of chapter.